天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。我们现在正在学习的系列是 Lost and Found， 失丧与寻回。今天呢，麦克牧师将会继续带领我们分享主耶稣是如何寻找到那只迷失的羊的。那弟兄姐妹们，我们作为那99只中其中的一只，自己又应当可以做些什么呢？或许从今天麦克牧师所分享的信息中，你会寻找到答案。
Hello and welcome to this program.
亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎你。
We are very glad that you've joined us again.
很高兴你能再次收听我们的节目。
Do you remember the question that I left you with?
还记得上次我提出的问题吗？
I'm sure some of you do.
我相信有些人一定还记得的。
But for those who do not remember, I'm going to repeat it.
如果你忘了的话，我再来说一次。
We were studying of how the shepherd left the sheep.
上次我们看到牧羊人撇下了羊群。
And the question was, where does he leave the 99 to look for the one, and why?
我的问题就是，为了去找迷失的一只羊，他把那99只羊撇在那里，为什么他要这么做呢？
Well, I'm going to answer it now.
对，今天我就是要来回答这个问题。
It is understood that for 100 sheep, there has to be at least 2 or 3 assistant shepherds.
我们知道牧养100只羊至少需要2或3个助手。
So the 99 most certainly were left with an under shepherd.
所以那99只羊一定是留给助手来看管。
And they were left in a very quiet and cool cave.
而那些羊呢，就留在一个安静又凉爽的山洞里。
Well, think with me for a minute.
请你好好的想一想。
It is the shepherd's willingness to go after the lost sheep that gives the 99 the real security.
牧羊人去寻找迷失的羊的迫切的心情，不也就是那99只羊的安全所系吗？
When the shepherd pays a high price to find the one,
当牧羊人愿意付出昂贵的代价去找寻一只迷失的羊，
He gives a profound security to the many.
他就能给予其他的羊一种扎实的安全感。
By finding the sheep,
然而找到了迷羊之后，
is not the end of the road.
并不是故事的结局。
When he finds that sheep,
当他找到了那只羊，
he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing.
他欢喜快乐地把它扛在肩头。
After finding the sheep,
当他找到了那只羊，
the shepherd's hardest job still ahead of him.
牧人最艰巨的工作还在后面等着他呢。
He still has to get this heavy beast back to the flock.
他需要把这只沉重的羊带回羊群去。
Walking up hills and rough terrain.
他要翻山越岭。
Walking under the hot sun.
在炎炎烈日下，
And the task of restoration had just begun.
而重建的工作才刚刚开始呢。
Now Christians who think that Jesus died on the cross so they can live any which way they want to,
现今的基督徒以为耶稣已经死在十字架上了，所以我们就可以随心所欲的生活。
They fail to comprehend the character of God.
他们不了解上帝的性情。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的，
and he wants his people to be holy.
所以他要自己的子民也是圣洁的。
Our sinning and our disobedience,
我们的罪孽和叛逆，
while it might not affect our salvation,
虽然不会影响我们所得到的救恩，
But it does break the heart of God.
但确确实实使神伤心。
But also it bears with it consequences.
也会带来犯罪的后果。
Let me give you an example.
让我来给你举个例子。
If I have a son who rebels against me,
比方说我有一个儿子非常叛逆。
He will always be my son.
他永远都是我的儿子。
But my heart is broken over his rebellion.
但我却会因为他的叛逆而伤心。
Until he repents.
直到他愿意悔改。
So next time you're tempted to think that the way you live is not important to God,
所以如果你仍然以为神不在乎你的生活方式的话，
remind yourself,
请提醒你自己，
that he is searching for you.
神正在寻找你。
And when he finds you,
一旦他找到你，
He carries you on his shoulder.
他就会把你背在肩头上。
He is carrying you on his everlasting arms.
把你抱在他永恒的膀臂中。
The next time you feel that your prayers are not being answered,
下次当你觉得自己的祷告未蒙垂听时，
And you're tempted to ask, Where is God?
你问，神啊，你在哪里啊？
Remember that the reason you can't see him is because he's carrying you over his shoulder.
请记住，你以为看不见他，其实他把你正扛在他肩头上了。
The next time you're tempted to think that you are lost in the shuffle,
下次当你以为自己迷失在人生的困境中时，
Remember that just as the shepherd has perfect memory for his sheep, God knows you.
请记住，就如同牧人认得自己的羊一样，神认识你。
He knows everything about you.
他了解你的一切。
Even the number of the hair on your head.
甚至数过你头上的每一根头发。
The next time you're tempted to think that God is too busy in running of the universe to be bothered with you and your needs.
下次当你以为神掌管宇宙太过忙碌，所以你不想为自己的小事去麻烦他。
Remember that you are the focus of his attention.
请记住，你是他所看顾的焦点。
He knows the very moment that you wander off.
你一走迷路，他就知道。
He goes after you.
他立刻去寻找你。
And the Lord will bring you back one way or another.
主会通过任何一种方法把你领回羊圈。
When you wander off into Satan's territory,
当你落入撒旦的圈套时，
The Lord knows that hell's bells would be ringing and Satan would be saying,
主知道地狱里会敲锣打鼓，撒旦得意地说，
Now I have got him.
哈，我逮到他了。
But also notice something else.
然而请注意，
Jesus takes the responsibility of getting you back.
耶稣承担了把你找回来的责任。
So you can come back the easy way or the hard way.
因此无论轻松或是艰难，你都能回来。
If you are wandering in the wilderness of your life right now,
如果你现在正迷失在生命的旷野中，
I have good news for you.
我有一个好消息要告诉你。
Jesus is welcoming you back.
耶稣欢迎你回家。
If you are in the wilderness pursuing success and fortune,
如果你正在旷野追逐名成利就，
If you are in the wilderness pursuing career and your mission in life,
如果你正在旷野追求事业梦想，
If you are in the wilderness of not having a moment of thought for God,
如果你正活在遗忘神的旷野里，
Remember that the shepherd does not rest until he finds you.
请记住，牧人一天不找到你，他一天不会罢休。
And when he finds you, he puts you on his shoulder.
一旦找到他，就会把你扛在肩头。
He is looking for you.
他正在寻找你。
For his search is all-absorbing search.
全心全意地寻找你。
His search is an active search.
他主动地来寻找你。
His search is a personal search.
他亲自地来寻找你。
His search is a persevering search.
他恒久忍耐地寻找你。
But above all, it is a successful search.
而最重要的是，他一定会找到你。
In verse 5 of Luke 15,
在路加福音第十五章第五节中提到，
He is determined to find you.
他下定决心要找到你为止。
One of the early Christian fathers put it this way.
一个早期的教父这么样解释。
In Jesus' incarnation,
耶稣基督道成肉身。
He came after the lost sheep.
就是为要寻找失丧的羊。
And in his life,
在他的一生中。
He continued to seek it.
他不断在寻找。
In his death,
而他的死。
He laid it upon his shoulder.
就是把羊扛在自己的肩头上。
In his resurrection,
而他的复活
he bore it on his way.
就是带着羊在回家的路上。
And in his ascension,
而他的升天
he brought it home rejoicing.
这是把羊欢欢喜喜地带回了家。
God told Israel of old,
神在旧约中告诉以色列人
I bear you on eagle's wings.
我用鹰的翅膀托住你们。
But how much more precious it is that Jesus carries us on his shoulders.
然而耶稣如今是把我们背在他自己的肩膀上，这岂不是更加宝贵吗？
The weight of all of your life are in his shoulders.
你一生的重担都在他的肩膀上。
The weight of your problems are on his shoulders.
你面临的困难都担在他的肩头。
The weight of your physical pain are on his shoulders.
你身体的疼痛都担在他的肩头。
The weight of your emotional pain is on his shoulders.
你心灵的忧伤都担在他的肩头。
The weight of your hurt and feeling of disloyalty and rejection by others are on his shoulders.
你的伤心失望以及众叛亲离的痛苦都担在他的肩头。
The weight of all of your needs are upon his shoulders.
你一切的需要都担在他的肩头。
Rest them upon him.
把你所有的担子卸给他。
For he is our burden bearer.
他是为我们背负重担的主。
Finally, in this story of the lost sheep,
在这个迷羊故事的最后，
Jesus said that the shepherd rejoices as he returns to the flock.
耶稣说，牧人欢欢喜喜地回到羊圈。
You see, I want to explain something to you here.
在这儿我想说明一件事。
The lost person is not only lost to God.
迷失的那位不仅仅是离开了神。
But he is lost to the body of Christ.
他也离开了基督的身体，迷失了。
And just as the loss is felt by the body,
然而正如他的迷失使整个身体都感到痛苦，
so is finding a cause of rejoicing by the body.
当找到他时，整个身体也会因此欢欣鼓舞。
Not only in heaven, but on the earth as well.
天上地下一同欢喜快乐。
In verse 7 of Luke 15,
路加福音第十五章第七节。
It says,
说道,
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven.
我告诉你们, 在天上也要这样为他欢喜。
Over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
一个罪人悔改, 叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Now this is our Lord's continuing of stinging rebuke of the Pharisees.
其实我们的主也在这里反击法利赛人恶意的论断。
It is a subtle humor with some teeth in it.
这是带刺的幽默。
Remember that they were accusing Jesus of welcoming repentant sinners.
还记得他们指控耶稣与罪人在一起吗？
This is something they would never do.
他们永远不会这么做的。
Or they wrapped themselves with the robe of self-righteousness.
他们穿上自以为义的外袍。
They wrapped themselves with the vestments and traditions of observing the ritual.
他们用传统教条的繁文缛节来包装自己。
They kept up regular prayer of empty words.
他们用空洞的言语祷告。
They kept up the fasting that is so hollow.
他们虚有其表的遵守禁食的条例。
And they thought that they needed no repentance.
并且认为自己不需要悔改。
So who are the 99 righteous ones?
那么 究竟谁是那九十九个义人呢？
Who are these 99 who need not repentance?
谁是那九十九个不需要悔改的人呢？
The Pharisees.
法利赛人。
But in real life, there is no such a person.
但实际上，世上没有一个这样的人。
Everyone needs repentance.
每个人都需要悔改。
And heaven's joy over these kinds of people who do not need repentance or think they do not need repentance is minimum.
在天上不会为这种不需要或自认为不需要悔改的义人而欢喜。
In fact, they are not going to heaven.
事实上，他们根本上不了天堂。
Because these Pharisees did not remember the words of Isaiah the prophet.
因为这些法利赛人忘了先知以赛亚的话。
We all like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
For if they did remember those words,
如果他们记得这句话的话,
they would have been busy working with Jesus.
他们就会忙着与耶稣同工。
They would have been busy working with the disciples proclaiming the gospel.
他们也会忙着与门徒一同去传福音。
Instead of focusing on empty religion,
而不是死抓着空洞的教条不放。
The ministry that was nearest and dearest to the heart of Jesus is saving the lost.
耶稣最看重的就是拯救失丧的人。
If you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你是主耶稣基督的真门徒,
then your heart's desire would be following Jesus' example.
你心所愿的就是要效法耶稣基督的样式。
Do you rejoice when you see a sinner repenting?
当你看到一个罪人悔改时，你欢喜快乐吗？
I want to conclude this by telling you a story.
在结束之前，我想给你讲个故事。
And it's a story about a little girl.
有个小女孩。
Who was dying.
生命垂危。
And the minister went to visit her in her home.
牧师去她家看望她。
She was full of courage and rejoicing about dying and being with Jesus.
她蛮有勇气和喜乐，因为很快就要和耶稣同在了。
The minister didn't know what to say.
牧师不知道说什么才好。
He said to her, "Don't give up. God might still heal you."
于是对女孩说，别放弃啊，神也许还会医治你呢。
But the little girl said the following.
但小女孩却说。
She said, "No. I have been trying for 2 years to get my father to give his life to Jesus Christ, and I can't."
不，我努力想要让我的爸爸信主，试了两年，还是不行啊。
But in my funeral, he will hear the message of the gospel and he will believe.
但在我的葬礼上，他能听到福音，他就会相信了。
And she continued saying,
小女孩继续说道。
I would die 6 times over if I have to.
如果必要的话，我宁愿再死6次。
In order that my father would be with me in heaven for eternity.
只要我的爸爸能和我在永恒的天家相见。
God honored this little girl's faith.
神看重这个小女孩的信心。
And her father was overhearing that conversation from the room next door.
他的爸爸在隔壁的房间听到了这番话。
And he fell on his knees.
于是跪了下来。
And he prayed.
开始祷告。
And he surrendered his life to Jesus Christ.
于是他把自己的生命交给了耶稣基督。
Do you have that burning desire?
你是否也拥有这样火热的愿望呢?
To accept the shepherd's search?
好让牧羊人找到你呢。
If this is the challenge that I present you tonight.
这就是今天我要给你的挑战。
I want to conclude with a prayer for you.
结束前让我来为你祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父。
I pray for everyone who's listening to this broadcast.
我为今天收听节目的每一位朋友来祷告。
The person who is lost and does not believe in Jesus Christ may believe tonight.
凡迷失不信的人，今天都可以来相信耶稣基督。
And those who believe in you carry your mission.
凡信靠你的人，今天都要承担你的使命。
Reaching the lost.
去找寻失丧的灵魂。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
阿们。
是啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，正如罗马书中12章1节中所提到的， 将自己献上当作活祭，是理所当然的，是神所喜悦的。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿这成为我们今天的祷告，献上自己为祭，高举基督的旌旗，做他的好儿女，为得着那属天的荣耀。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
心里空的位置，深